Welcome. I'm Mary Schaefer, founder of AP Now, the place where you go for all the latest business intelligence, including advancing your career, that you need to work and manage or have responsibility for the accounts payable or accounting functions. Today's episode focuses on a topic we normally don't cover, building your online presence. And we've got a really special guest. So let's dive right in. Now, clearly Samantha Kelly, who is our guest, knows a thing or two about building an online presence. For those of you who don't know Samantha, I am in awe of her. Her Twitter handle is Tweeting Goddess, which is how I first met her. She's been on Dragon Den, which is what Shark Tank is called in the rest of the world other than the US. And she even got a deal, even though she didn't know her numbers as well as some would have liked. And she's given a TED Talk. So, why might somebody want to build an online presence, Samantha?
Well, hello, Mary, and hello, everybody. I'm joining from Ireland, obviously. Why would someone want to build an online presence? Well, this is a perfect example of why. Because we are actually in different countries, and we are doing an interview now, and we're building a relationship online. Mm-hmm. We've never met in real life. And also, people are online more than ever. For example, during the pandemic, unfortunately, it's been an awful past 18 months or whatever it has been. My God, I've even lost track. So now more than ever, people are using online that never used it before. My husband is 62, and he did his first online order ever during the pandemic. And he barely has WhatsApp, like. So, you know, this is what's happening. People are online, they're searching for things, they're afraid to go out, you know, so they were online, they were searching for stuff that they wanted. Online deliveries catapulted, you know, people are searching for the latest numbers as well in COVID, all of that. And that's why Twitter and LinkedIn in particular, and I know a lot of your followers probably are on LinkedIn and want to optimize their LinkedIn profile. And I'm very good with LinkedIn as well. So, you know, it's really about building that presence and showing that you are the go-to expert in your space. And it's so important to be seen by the people who are actually online searching. That's why it's important.
And in our space, the accounting and accounts payable space, so few people are that I feel it's a way to distinguish yourself and stand out from the crowd.
Absolutely. Why spend your whole life trying to fit in when you were born to stand out? And right, the more you stand out, and how to stand out is, do you know what? There's one simple thing you can do today. Anyone who's watching this now or listening to this, get a great profile picture. Just go and invest in a great profile picture. And I don't mind saying it. I have a great profile picture because I went and I invested and this guy captured me perfectly. I asked him, would he capture my little bit of mischief and the little glint in my eye, but also show that I know my stuff and I mean business. And if you want to check out my profile picture, you'll see he captured it perfectly.
I like it.
And it's such a small thing you can do to really stand out from the rest.
And I'm not going to tell you, well, yes, I will, because here I go, blabbing away, blah, 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 blah.
I don't mind.
My profile picture, I had one, I hated it. Then I had one that I didn't update for 10 years, which was not good. And the profile picture that I have is actually one my husband took of me in a restaurant. And what you can't see is I've got a glass of wine in my other
Well, you see, this is another thing. It's okay to show your personality as well. It is okay to show your personality. Right. Try and get that personality into the picture.
We kind of edited out the glass of wine. Not exactly the right image.
But, you know, if you want to stand out, I have lots of tips. So if you want to stand out online, make sure your bio on LinkedIn, make sure your profile is optimized, turn on creator mode, put the hashtags in that you would normally use or you want people to find you on. Make sure you have exactly what you do in your headline to make you stand out from the rest. And on LinkedIn in particular, a great way to stand out and show you're the expert in your space is to write articles and write posts showing that expertise. And on Twitter, you've got a lot of CEOs and decision makers over there. It's like LinkedIn's living room. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of the CEOs, they might not have what their title is and what their resume is on their Twitter profile. It might just say marathon runner, dog owner or something. You know, it won't actually say what they actually do, what position they have. It's so important to build relationships online. And it's not about you at all. It's actually about your audience. And what is it your audience need and what are they going through right now?
So let me ask you a question, because I've seen this now. I see this quite a bit. And I don't think it's a good thing, but I could be dead wrong. And I want, you know, you to tell me. But I'll go on LinkedIn and people will have their profile. And I'm a great believer in putting down what you do, but really so that somebody can understand it. And I'll see people who they'll have as their little headline. The best one I saw in my field, it was somebody who wrote Tech Savvy Accounts Payable Manager. And I thought, that's great. But yeah, so often I'll see people who will write things like, their headline is willing to go the extra mile. I look at that and I go, like, the extra mile for what? You know, am
Well, that would say to me that I can actually probably pay them less, or I can, you know, use them to do that extra project that I'm not going to pay them for. That's what that would actually attract the wrong person. Like, if you look at my Twitter profile, it has nice people collector on it, you know, and so I attract people I want to hang out with. So yeah, definitely. There are ways. You can also put a video on your profile now. You can put
I saw that you have one.
Yeah.
How did,
and it's
how
really
did you do that? There's Samantha's screen. So she's showing us how to, this is amazing.
So you see here, you can see my face is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then you've got a name pronunciation here. If you click that, just a big tip for today. If you click that, it just says my name pronunciation, but there's 10 seconds of marketing real estate there. So use it. So what I do is I say, hi, I'm Samantha Kelly. If you'd like to raise your profile online, do contact me. So I use those 10 seconds, not just to say my name pronunciation. So if you want to find that, what you do is you go down here to creator mode. See here?
Yes.
You click creator mode, turn it on, and then you can put these hashtags in like I have here. Twitter, online events, digital strategy, marketing strategy. Another thing is if you go to edit profile, there's audio recording there, but it's usually on your mobile phone. So download the app and go to your mobile phone. If you want to put the video up here, you just click on this and it will ask you, do you want to view or edit your cover story?
So when you,
so you
do
can
that
record,
when
there
you
it
do
is
that
there.
You're doing that recording on your phone?
Yes. So you can do it on your phone. So get it on the app, you can do it on the phone. So go into the LinkedIn app and do it on your phone.
You okay, so you must it do it on your phone.
Yes.
And anybody can do it.
Anybody can do it. And another great thing, I'll just give you another little tip. This featured section, put all the stuff in there that you've done. Like all of the lists I'm on are there. All of the times I've been named in global lists, my TEDx talk, all of that stuff is there. So use that featured section. And another thing, your skills. So get people to endorse you for your skills. So you can actually add a new skill. I can add a new skill here. I can put in something like I've reached the maximum number of skills. Anyway, but you can add skills there and you want people to endorse you. And then you want recommendations. So you go and you ask people. All you do is you click ask for a recommendation and then you go and send it to. So I can say I'll ask Mary for a recommendation. And you just type the name in and it will come up there and then you just click the position, how you know each other and so on, click next, and then that will go to her message. So you'll be able to see that she has given you a recommendation. And you know what's always nice to do? Give one back.
Yes. Yeah.
So many times it's me, me, me. It's actually not about us. This is about building relationships. And I think during this pandemic in particular, online is a huge opportunity. Yes. Like me and Mary, we're sitting here now because we built a relationship online. We've never met. I didn't know Mary 6 months ago. And this is what happens. And this is the power. You get opportunities like this, you know, and this is the power of it.
You know, before, I think I told you this the last time we talked like this. I have a whole group of friends now who I call my friends of Twitter.
Yeah. So,
and I've had a number of them on the podcast.
And you know what? This is it. And you see, this is why the Women's Inspire Network, which I started because I'm in my box room here in a little village in Ireland. Okay. I'm in my box room. I know it looks very global with my clocks and everything, but you know, this is the reality. I'm in a box room. You're in America. I'm in Ireland. And I felt lonely. I felt isolated working online. So I knew there were other women like me sitting online building their empires. So I created the Women's Inspire Network exactly for that reason. And we were always online. So when the pandemic hit and the other networks kind of didn't know what to do, we were already doing webinars to help people pivot online. And my members were already tech savvy enough to pivot their own business online. So it's really important to surround yourself with good people. And it can be an online community and, you know, other people that understand understand, like other accountants, I wouldn't fit in sitting in a room full of accountants because I'm terrible with numbers, as you saw on Dragon's Den. But, you know, you are. So it's about surrounding yourself with people who are in the same situation as you. And then what we do is we meet once a year at a conference. But this year, our conference is online.
So can you tell us about that? And we're going to have a link, by the way, below in the show notes for anybody who wants to join Samantha this year. So tell us a little bit about it, because I looked at the roster. It looks really interesting.
It is. Do you know what? A lot of my speakers, I have built relationships with online. Some of them I haven't even met, but I just know that they add value. And I always want people to leave with value. I went to so many events, got a babysitter, stayed in a hotel, took a day off work, and I'd go home going, I didn't learn anything today. Whereas I want to learn. I want to learn how to be the best because I'm a bit competitive, you know, and I want to be the best. So what I've done is I've created, it's called Claim Your Space, Own It, which sometimes we don't do, and no, go global.
Women are not great at that.
No, and I think some men as well. It's confidence, isn't it? And so men are welcome too. It's all about that. And we're going to be talking about how to increase your prices with confidence, how to organize your calendar with Calendly, and you know, those Zoom calls, all those appointments, how to communicate online to your new global audience on the camera. We're going to be talking about Twitter Spaces, which is a social audio app on Twitter. And we're also going to be talking to Catherine Fulvio, who's an Emmy-nominated chef here in Ireland. Oh. And she, obviously, her business closed down during the pandemic, and she had to learn how to film with her phone from home. So an American TV show picked it up, and it's just amazing. So there's going to be all stories of people that went global. There's a yoga teacher, Emma, and she used to do yoga in the local community hall, and now she has clients all over the world. So
she went online, right?
Yeah. So we're going to be giving tips that you can implement. I'm going to be speaking about how to raise your profile and go global. And yeah, it's really good. It's only 30 euros, which is like, I don't know what that is in dollars. I think it's about
30. I meant to look it up before we started, but life got ahead of me. It's about $40 US.
Yeah.
And it's online. Is it all live, or if the time is bad, can people watch it later?
It's all live. You can comment while the speakers are on the stage, and sometimes we'll get you on the stage as well. We can just click you into the screen if you want to come on stage. But you can actually watch the replays as well. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why it's great as well. If there's only one particular talk you want to see, you don't have to watch the rest of them. You can wait till that one's on and then just join in. Yeah.
It looks very interesting. And that's where I got the idea to invite you to come talk about building your online presence. And I didn't know when we started that we were going to learn how to put a little video on LinkedIn, which
always give value. See?
Yeah. Yes. So do you have maybe one more tip? And then I have some personal questions to ask.
Okay. One more tip would be kind. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's really important online. You know, don't go bitching about somebody else because someone will see it, and the world is very small now. So the biggest tip I can give is just be kind, help others, and share your knowledge. You don't have to give away everything. Like, I didn't give away everything today, but now after me showing you that, you know that I know LinkedIn. So, you know, it's about showing that you know your stuff. So yes, I do one-to-ones and stuff like that as well. But yeah, the biggest tip really is be kind, because I see a lot of stuff, as you can imagine. And you know what? If you look at my TEDx talk, you'll see I just block the people who are trolls or whatever. But there are a lot of people out there that have struggled during this pandemic. And just that little bit of kindness can make a big difference to them.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So now I do a program with a colleague of mine, Jamie, at the Accounts Payable Association. It's global, but it's headquartered out of the UK. And we have met in person once. So everything we also do is online. But that's been for a few years. And one of the things that we talk a lot to different people in this community is their fear of public speaking. And that's fear of public speaking, you know, in smaller groups. So I have the million-dollar question. So were you terrified when you went on Dragon's Den or when you did your TED Talk?
I used to sing in a band years ago.
Okay.
I used to be a backing singer. So I didn't, I think I was on stage when I was 8 singing Super Trooper by ABBA.
Yes.
So I kind of wasn't afraid of the limelight anyway, but Dragon's Den, I was nervous. Yeah. I was very nervous because I knew I needed that money. I needed it. I was a lone parent on social welfare. I had nothing. You know, so I was very nervous because I knew a lot was riding on it. The TEDx, not so much, but I was a bit upset afterwards because my father had passed away and I spoke about him a lot in the talk. So,
probably it might have been cathartic.
Maybe it was a bit, yeah. Actually, I felt very proud of myself afterwards. Yeah,
you should have.
Thank you.
Okay, so for many of our listeners, as we've been discussing, LinkedIn is the platform where they are comfortable. In episode 92 of the AP Now podcast, we were joined by Brenda Bernstein, the LinkedIn expert and the author of Creating a Killer LinkedIn Profile. On YouTube, a link will appear to that to the left. As always, we very much appreciate your thumbs up, your comments, your shares, and don't forget to check out Samantha's upcoming event. It's October 13th, so you don't have a ton of time. And a huge thank you for everybody who participates.
Thank you.